Morning, Lakeside. Thanks again for being here today as we celebrate Pastor Dave and Deb and send them out to Atlas Church in Waukee. And as we celebrate bringing on Pastor Trevor and Terry as our next lead pastor here at Lakeside. My name is Brad Funkhauser. I get to serve as one of the lay elders here, and it's a privilege to do so. Today, I get to share a few thoughts about the ministry of Pastor Dave and Deb and what they have built to the glory of God here in Polk City, and reflect on what they have done as we send them off to Atlas Church in Waukee. This is no doubt a bittersweet day, and we can all recognize that, but it's also no doubt a day of celebration as we reflect and remember and praise God for what he has done for these 21 years. Let's go back to the beginning for a second of Lakeside Fellowship. Pastor Dave has shared the story many times. While serving in his previous ministry, God placed a burden on his heart. He sensed God leading him somewhere new to something new, though he and Deb were still praying about what that something might be. Around that time, Pastor Pat Nemers called and asked if he would be interested in planting a church with Sailorville Church. Not long after that, a vision for church planting was born. Plans were made, and in March of 2005, a core group of 22 people was formed, and the first Lakeside service was held in September. 21 years ago, that all happened, and since then, God has done some pretty amazing things here in Polk City. There is much that could be said about what Pastor Dave and Deb have meant to Lakeside, but this morning, I simply want to say thank you for three things that I believe are at the core and the foundation of what Lakeside Fellowship is and what God has done. First, I want to thank Pastor Dave and Deb for being completely sold out to reaching people with the gospel. At his core, Pastor Dave and Deb are soul winners. That passion for the gospel has shaped the foundation of Lakeside Fellowship. It has come through in his preaching, in his counseling, and in his leadership of this church for all 21 of those years. That passion for the gospel led Lakeside to become a church that plants churches. A new city in Ankeny was an outpouring of Pastor Dave and the leadership and this church's passion for the gospel as we started that church. And we sit here today as we send out Pastor Dave and Deb to Waukee because of their passion for the gospel as well. They want to go reach more people, and God has called them there. We have been blessed by a lead pastor who exemplifies Christ in this way. And for many of you sitting here today, you have been blessed by that gospel passion, and I thank the Lord for that today. Secondly, I want to thank you for your commitment to Lakeside and for your joyful passion for ministry. It's no surprise or not a shock to many people, but ministry is not easy. People sometimes can be hard to deal with. Yet through both the highs and the lows, Pastor Dave and Deb have remained steadfast and faithful. They have walked alongside families during some of the greatest joys and the hardest trials of life. They have cared for people, they have prayed with people, and they have wept with people in those times. And even through difficult seasons, even in their own lives, they have consistently ministered with grace, compassion, and genuine love for others. And I'm thankful for it. One of the things we hear over and over again from people as they come through the doors of Lakeside and visit is how friendly and welcoming Lakeside Fellowship is. That spirit and that attitude is no accident. That is something that was modeled and shown from the beginning 21 years ago, and it lives true today. And I pray that for the next 21 years, we will be that same church that welcomes people to share the gospel with them. Finally, I want to say thank you for your biblical, practical, and pointed preaching of God's word. Give me a second. You have faithfully preached the whole counsel of God's word with both conviction and compassion. You have stayed true to the scripture and handled it with care. Quite honestly, this point should have been number one on my list, but I put it last for a reason. It's because of his passion for the gospel and because of his care for people and passion for ministry that his preaching has been able to impact so many people as they come through those doors. And I'm grateful for it. God gave you those gifts and passions so that you could faithfully reach people with his word. Thank you for your steadfast commitment to preaching the truth. Okay, now to some fun facts and get off past the crying part. Numbers are not what drive us here at Lakeside, but I think numbers are an example and evidence of what God has done here in Polk City and at Lakeside Fellowship. So I want to give you a few numbers to show what God has done. Lakeside started, like I said, in 2005 with a core group of 22 people. Today, Lakeside Fellowship has about 800 people that call Lakeside Fellowship home, to the glory of God. You'll see some pictures of this in a second. This is the fun one. Lakeside started in the Subra's garage, in the loft. They then moved to West Elementary, started in a cafeteria, moved to the gym. And now we sit on 9 acres of land along one of the main roads in Polk City. And by the way, this building, this property, and everything God has done here by the grace of God and the sacrificial giving of his people is debt-free and here for us to serve him with. And most importantly, one of the greatest joys we get to experience as a church is seeing people baptized, because it means that God is saving souls. I asked Pastor Joel just for some quick numbers, and he gave me this. Since 2023, we have seen 73 people publicly profess their faith in baptism. That is not happening in every church across this country or this world. That is special, that is different, and that is because of what God is doing here at Lakeside Fellowship. And I'm thrilled that he's doing that work. To God be the glory for all of it. I've said it a few times over the past few months, but I think it's worth saying again. We give God all of the glory for everything he has done here in Polk City. It is his and his alone. And it's because of the fact that Pastor Dave and Deb were willing to take a leap of faith, to follow God's call into the unknown, to become church planters, and to see what God would do with that group of 22 people. And because of that courage, because of that boldness, and because of that passion, we stand here, sit here today as a local body of believers in Polk City as Lakeside Fellowship. Thank you for 21 years of ministry, and thank you for what you guys have done here at Lakeside Fellowship. Recently, we sent out an email to those of you that call Lakeside home encouraging you to bless Pastor Dave and Deb with cards and gifts if you would be so led. There is a box on the back table, or a basket, excuse me, that if you brought cards today, you can drop those in there. If you didn't bring it today, feel free to drop it by the office. We can still track them down after today. Don't worry. We'll get them to them. Drop them off here and we'll get them those cards. I also want to remind you guys that Pastor Dave has earned a sabbatical and the church has gifted him, Pastor Dave and Deb, some funds to be able to go to do some traveling, relaxing, and hopefully some refreshing before they dive in at Atlas Church in Waukee and begin their ministry anew there. We are blessed today to have Pastor Pat Nemers, that guy who called him 21 years ago, with us, and I want to invite him up to pray and to bless Pastor Dave as well. Thanks for being here, Pastor.
Thank you, Brad. Let's give it up for Brad. I love it. I don't have any problem with people reciting numbers as long as it's to the glory of God. I always remind people somebody was counting at Pentecost. And you're not 3,000 yet, but you're making your way there. I don't know if Dave planned on doing this or not, but his family is here. His mother, his brother, his sisters are here. They're right over there. We should give them a big round of applause for coming here. Great to have you here. What a great celebration to have all of you here. And I'm seeing Johnny over here too. And They only gave me 4 minutes, so I'm taking them all. That's all there is to it. Okay. I do want to say to you personally, Dave, as I think about this, who would have thought 22 years ago that a meeting in a coffee shop in Webster City, Iowa, all day meeting, all this would get hammered out and this would come of it to the glory of God. And so I just want to share with you a couple of things here. First of all, to you, Lakeside Fellowship, if I could borrow the words of the Apostle Paul to his protege, to Timothy, and just recraft them a little bit. 21 years ago, Sailorville Church trusted in the Lord Jesus to send Dave Heisterkamp to you. For I have no one so like-minded as Dave, who I knew would sincerely care for your state. You know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel and now here with you at Lakeside Fellowship in Polk City, Iowa for over 21 years. Let's give glory to God for all those years. Amen. Amen. Dave, the psalmist said this. He said, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all of your works and I muse on the work of your hands. You and Deb are leaving here with cherished memories. And so I want to also commend those sitting right next to you, the new, and you're going to be celebrating him big time here, right? Amen. The new pastor. Okay, Terry, Trevor and Terry, you're coming in here to Lakeside Fellowship as the new pastor and his wife. God's richest blessing upon you. We are cheering you on, amen? We're cheering you on. You are the man. You are the man and his woman at Lakeside Fellowship from here on in. And so I want to pray, and I'd like all of you to bow your heads and pray with me as I pray over this moment and we give way to the next. Our Father in heaven, we cannot remember all of your blessings upon Lakeside Fellowship these past 21 years under the leadership of our dear friend and my personal friend, Dave Heisterkamp. But please help us not to forget many of them as Dave, along with his wife, Deb, have led through many, this church, many ups and downs through life and ministry and gospel expansion to an abundantly fruitful place today. So Lord, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. Your name is above every name. At your name, every knee will one day bow. Things in heaven and things on earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. May the memory of these years be a great blessing to Pastor Dave and Deb. And when the days come, in their days at Atlas Church and beyond, where he needs encouragement, may these memories be a great boost to him. Bless, dear God, Dave and Deb, as they make their way to Atlas Church and become a part of the newest church plant in the Engage Network in Waukee, Iowa. And may it be as fruitful, may that church be as fruitful as you've made these many years here at Lakeside Fellowship. And Father, how we look forward to the days to come at Lakeside Fellowship under the leadership of our dear new pastor, Trevor, along with his wife, Terry. Bless him. Bless Lakeside Fellowship, and may your name, which is above all names, dear God, be blessed in all of this. And we pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Well, on behalf of Trevor and Terry and Deb and I just want to thank you for, it's an honor for everyone to be here today. It is certainly bittersweet, very thankful for God's goodness, remembering those days back in the loft at the Subras. The time has come for Deb and I to say goodbye and for Pastor Trevor to be installed here at Lakeside. And this has been something that's been prayed about and planned for a number of years. And today is the day. There's no way to completely be prepared for this day. And yet, in case I shed a tear, there's been a lot of tears go the last couple of weeks. So many people have been so gracious to share a memory here or there, a difficult time or this or that. And but the scriptures, I've always, since I've come to know the Lord personally, I've always wanted to be guided by the scriptures. And the scriptures have not failed us even for a day like today. Because there was a day like this many years ago where God moved a leader out and he moved another leader in. And just for a couple of moments, I certainly want to spend the majority of my time saying thank you in the many ways to say thank you. But I want to share a couple of things from scripture that give us direction for succession, for transition. And I just want you to know the practical nature of scripture, that even this morning, I was able to find a huge cup of courage for today because of these scriptures. And so on the screen are going to be a couple verses, 8 or 9. They're in your bulletin. They're from an Old Testament passage in Numbers 27. In Numbers 27, I'll read the verses, but let me give you just a touch of context. Moses had led the people of the Israelites out of Egypt through the wilderness for 40 years. And at the end of 40 years, God tells Moses, you're going to die. Joshua's going to take the lead. Now, I just want you to know right up front, I am still alive. He hasn't told me that I'm going to die. But we can find some direction, as we always should from the scriptures today. So let me read Numbers 27, starting at verse 15. I just want you to notice the spirit of Moses when he's told by God, you're done. Joshua's gonna, you've gotten the people up to the doorstep of the promised land, but I'm gonna have Joshua lead them in. I can't imagine the emotions that bubbled up in Moses. But here's how he responded, and I just want you to see this. So jumping right into the story in verse 15, Moses spoke to the Lord saying, let the Lord God of the spirits of all flesh appoint a man over the congregation who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as a sheep that have no shepherd. So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay your hand on him. Make him stand before Eleazar, the priest, and all the congregation, and you shall commission him in their sight. You shall invest him with some of your authority. Now, he had a little bit of time. So here we're investing all of the authority that all of the congregation of the people of Israel may obey. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim. We now have the word of God before the Lord. At his word, they shall go out. At his word, they shall come in, both he and all the people of Israel with him, the whole congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded. He took Joshua. He made him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole congregation. He laid his hands on him and he commissioned him as the Lord directed through Moses. So as God has helped me for this day, let me share a couple of principles from that day that can apply to this day. So to Moses, he basically is saying three things. First of all, he's saying the time has come. He tells Moses, the time has come. Your specific ministry to this group of people is over. It's over. And he said these three things. Number one, God said very clearly, I'm choosing Joshua. Moses had prayed that God would appoint a man, verse 15, 16, and 17. And when you read the passage, spend a little more time, Joshua didn't apply for the job. Moses didn't recruit him for the job. The transition was 100% God. Don't get it scrambled today. God said, I'm choosing Joshua. Number two, God basically told Moses, don't allow any confusion. Don't allow any confusion amongst the people as to who the leader is now. In verses 19, 22, and 23, it's very clear that God said, Joshua is the man. And before all of the people, before the whole congregation, in their presence, you lay your hand on him, and then you exit stage left over here. And so the transition was supposed to be very public in front of the people, so that nobody in the room out in the desert had any confusion about who's the leader. That's been very helpful to me. Number three, to Moses, God told him, impress on Joshua what his responsibility is. Now, I'll just read the verses. Joshua's responsibility was to be a shepherd. And a shepherd would lead the flock out, they'd lead the flock in. The flock would follow the leader. Notice what Moses prayed for and what God commanded. So in verse 17, Moses prayed, give me appoint a man who shall go out before them, come in before them, who shall lead them out, bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep that have no shepherd. Look at verse 21. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim. And at his word they shall go out, at his word they shall come in, both he and all the people of Israel, with him the whole congregation. His responsibility was to be their shepherd. It's not recorded what Moses all said to him personally. But he had to say something like I've been with these people. I've met with them one-on-one. So some of them had loved ones die, and there was births that took place out in the wilderness. And I've tried to be all things to all people. I've failed miserably many times, but God is giving these people to you to be their shepherd, to be their leader, their protector, their provider, their calming presence when you yourself are not completely calm. So I take in this scenario what God said to Moses, God has said to me, to Joshua, and I'm not going to reread the passage. Pastor Tony read Joshua 1, 1 through 9. To Joshua, God said, the time is now. So he said three things to Joshua. Number one, call your people to action. In verse 2, God didn't say, hey, wait around, have a whole summer of prayer meetings, take a breather. God said to Joshua in verse 2, arise, that was the command, go, you and all the people. It would have been something like this. Joshua, the glory days are not behind us. The glory days are in front of us. The purpose of the past is to bring us to the present. There's a German phrase. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, so the German phrase isn't in here, but it came to me a couple of months ago, and I've been thinking about this. There's a German phrase. I think I'm three-quarter Dutch and a quarter German, whatever equals stubborn. That's what that is right there. But the German phrase, immer fort, it was an important phrase in their culture. It meant always forward. And so God told in the presence of Moses, Joshua, we're not taking time here. It's arise and you go. The second thing he said to Joshua is be courageous. In Joshua 1, verses 1 through 9, three times he tells Joshua to be courageous. You have a tremendous task. You're going to take the land. The people are going to be scared about who's living in the land, but I'm giving you the land, you take it. And what you find in this little text in Joshua 1 is that God says, my presence is going to make all the difference. And I can say amen to that. And then the third thing God says to Joshua is, Joshua, you are to be a man of the book. You are to be a man of the book. Let me just read verse 7 and 8 from Joshua. Be strong and courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or the left, that you may have notice that Joshua's success was going to be in his obedience to the word wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. Now notice what he says again. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. So what we're doing here today has been God's way of transitioning one leader out and another leader in. So just a few personal words. One big thank you, and then a couple personal challenges. So much needs to be shared today. The video did not help me to not cry. I'll just tell you that right now. But the heart of what I want to say is thank you. And I know when I look around the room that in my interaction with many of you, it's been a burden, deepest valley, a blessing, the highest of highs. I had a young couple come up to me after the first service and just got engaged on Friday. And they were rejoicing in that. The heart of what I want to say is thank you. I am so thankful. If you would give me a personal minute to say thank you to my wife, and my family is here, I'm very thankful for them. They've always been supportive, and my mom is right there. And I shouldn't probably mention it. She's very claustrophobic, but we got her down here in the front row here close or whatever, so pray for her. But really, when I think about my life and, you know, things that are part of my life, my mom's left an indelible mark on my life. But I want to say thank you to my wife, Deb. So God used you 43 years ago to bring me to himself. You've been loving and faithful to me, five kids, their spouses, 16 grandkids. I'm still praying for more. Let it go. That's my son-in-law. Every holiday, I got to give a little speech. We're going nowhere. It's been a couple of years. Deb, you're a rock in our family. Everybody knows that. You've counseled hundreds of women here at Lakeside over the past 21 years. If you've been one that's benefited by what my wife, just say amen. Yeah. And the truth is that many today are more sad about you leaving than me. I just want to say thank you. To the Lakeside family, for 21 years, I've tried to love you and lead you, imperfect at best. I want to thank you for your friendship, your encouragement to myself, my family. You have, over these 21 years, loved us as Christ, with a Christ-like love. You've supported sacrificially the partnership in the gospel ministry. Thank you for your investment. Don't stop. And for the service to others for the sake of the gospel. For Deb and I, we've talked about this many times in the last couple of weeks. The past 21 years have truly been the most rewarding, fulfilling years of our life. And without exaggeration, a dream realized. I was reflecting with somebody that when the idea of being a church planter came up, got the call, we were living in Algona. I got an apartment down here. I'd be down here during the week. Deb would bring the kids on the weekend, go to different communities trying to figure out where God would want us to plant the church. And Polk City was just, for many reasons, objectively and subjectively, it was very clear that Polk City was going to be the place. And I can remember being on the square one sunny afternoon in May and just asking God, like, God, if you could ever like gather a group of people and then bless us with young people, with the gospel, that'd be the most radical dream in my life, because I hadn't actually seen a lot of that in the years previous. So Deb and I both want to say thank you. Now, as I said, unlike Moses, I'm not dead yet. No one asked me to step down. No one suggested. Oh. Thank you for helping me. As we get older, you might have to do that more often. My son-in-law gave me his handkerchief. He saw me over here crying. It's more like a towel. It's the very thick thing. No one has asked me to step down. No one has suggested I leave. Except God. I accept it from him. I'm thankful I'm not burnt out. I'm not worn out. But God has clearly called me to go out. 5 years ago, I was challenged by God to grow my best fruit on the next generation's tree. And that's what Deb and I intend to do in Waukee. In the months ahead, my wife and I covet your prayers that at our age, we'd be able to begin again in Waukee. I want to thank God before I give a couple of challenges. This is all about him. Matthew 16, Jesus said, I will build my church. If you could go back through all of the documents of Lakeside Fellowship over the last 21 years, if we had every meeting written down, if AI recorded the points of the meetings, you would never find a grand master plan that could ever dream of today. And God's blessing, it is clearly him. I've attempted before you to live my life as a thank you back to God for 21 years. And I know that's been imperfect. I am personally overwhelmed today by the goodness of God and the good news of Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. Paul wrote 2,000 years ago, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. And I'm reminded once again of God putting me on my knees and completely surrendering my life to Him, believing in Christ's finished work on the cross, and that has made all the difference in my life. It was a clear turning point from God in my life. And I would be remiss and I'd fail you if I didn't challenge you once again, or if you're here for the very first time. Do you know the beauty and the freshness of knowing that your sins are forgiven? Like, are you sure that you're understanding what Christ did on the cross, Hebrews 10, once for all? And by believing and receiving His finished work on the cross, the difference that that can make in a life? Like, that is the most rewarding, beautiful thing that, I mean, if you can't be passionate about that, you can't be passionate about anything. And so I would just try to be faithful to my last 21 years and say, is there anyone here that doesn't know that their sins are forgiven? You haven't trusted in Christ as Lord and Savior. You don't have a driving purpose in your life to please Him with your life. It doesn't even register to you what it might mean to live your life as a thank you back to God for what He's done for you. Not earning His favor, thanking Him for His favor. And I would just say, if that's you, then I'm going to be like Christ and be like the last 21 years. I'm going to extend that offer to you today. Why not make today that day? That would be the greatest way to say thank you to me. Lakeside family, before I challenge Pastor Trevor, Deb and I have experienced the goodness of God through you. You have left an indelible mark in our life. And from the deepest part of my heart, and I was thinking today, I didn't even know I had that kind of deep recessed way in my heart. From the deepest part of my heart, I want to say thank you to you. Now, two personal challenges and I'll be done. Trevor, if you could put the picture of Trevor and Terry up there. Just from the scripture and just from our interaction and knowing you, I charge you to courageously lead these people with a heart of a shepherd and as a man of the book. The gradual authority that has been extended to you over these last number of years is completed today. The elders have clearly recognized that God has specifically gifted you and prepared you for the role of lead pastor here at Lakeside Fellowship. I am 100% convinced of that. You're highly gifted as a teacher, a leader, and a communicator. I have personally seen you have a love for people and have that blossom into a deep burden for the brokenhearted and a deep love and burden for the spiritually lost. In all of your giftedness, and God has gifted you, in all of your giftedness, remember, faithfulness is more important than giftedness. You are called to gospel faithfulness. This is what these people need from you, for you to lead in faith. As with Joshua, it's a tremendous task in front of you. It's a tremendous task. It's filled with blessings and burdens, as you already know. We've walked shoulder to shoulder for a number of years. You get the highest of highs. You get to experience that with people, and you get to embrace them, put an arm around them, be quiet with them in the lowest of lows. So as God said to Joshua, number one, be courageous, strong, alert, brave, secure, confident, bold, determined. I've learned that courage comes from my private, personal, devotional life, communing with God in prayer, meditating on God's word, hearing the still small voice of God when nobody else is around. Be a faithful shepherd You know, and for anybody that doesn't know, the New Testament word for shepherd is actually pastor. That's what pastor means. You are to be Lakeside's leader, their pastor, their protector, their provider, their calming presence. These are the dearest of people. And I, more importantly, God, today entrust them to your care. And then be a man of the book. This book, this Bible. Your authority and your leadership are directly tied to the right handling of the Word of God. It's not enough for you to quote it. You're to know it, meditate on it, absorb it, and live it. From experience, I've learned these people will never be more devotional than you are. Some will. Your goal and prayer before God is, Lord, help me to lead them in this devotional life. A word to Terry. What a blessing. You love the Lord. You know God's word. You're an excellent biblical counselor already. You love your husband. And I think anybody that knows you and knows Pastor Trevor would say you compliment him perfectly. I couldn't be more thankful for you. Let's give Terry a hand this morning. Trevor, Moses laid hands on Joshua as a visible display of the transfer of authority and responsibility. A few minutes, I'll literally pass a baton to you. The elders will lay hands on you. God will publicly declare you as the lead pastor, shepherd at Lakeside. Please know, and I've shared this with you before, that no one will be rooting for God's blessing on your life and your ministry. No one will be rooting more than me. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. One last quick challenge to the Lakeside family. God has called you to follow your leader as he follows Christ. God has said, Dave, step out. Trevor, step in. And he's calling the people of Lakeside to step up. Best thing you can do for me is to follow Trevor as he follows the Lord. He's deserving of your trust. He's been selected by God. The elders just recognize he's been selected by God to be your shepherd. I truly believe, if you haven't heard it already, that the glory days are not behind Lakeside, they're ahead. And God has called Pastor Trevor to lead you forward. So Lakeside, rise up. Support and encourage and follow your leader, Trevor Mears, the one whom God has chosen for you. Let me pray. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Thank you today. Lord, if there's somebody here this morning that has come in, and maybe they're just new to coming in here, but they feel unloved by the world or in their life or in their marriage or in their family, Lord, I pray that you would speak to the deepest part of their hearts, that they would see this family love that exists here. Lord, I pray that you would now bless Pastor Trevor and then Terry as she compliments him with all of your full spirit of love for these people. Lord, if there's anything left of Pastor Trevor's heart to give as far as loving these people, I pray that you would impress that upon him right now. And again, I thank you for your goodness in Christ's precious name. Amen.
All right, Pastor Trevor and Terry, you want to come up here? And just to remind everybody the process that we went through, Pastor Trevor was unanimously voted on by the elders and then by the congregation as well to be the next lead pastor of Lakeside. So we're excited. So Pastor Trevor, are you in wholehearted agreement with Lakeside's statement of beliefs?
I am.
Will you faithfully proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ through your words and deeds?
With God's help, I will.
Will you serve and lead the people of God through pastoral care, gentle nurture, and faithful teaching?
With God's help, I will.
Will you set before them the whole counsel of God?
With God's help, I will.
Will you endeavor to lead a godly life, setting an example to all people, especially the flock of Christ, committed to your charge? And will you be diligent in prayer, in reading the scriptures, and in all studies that will deepen your faith and ministry?
With God's help, I will.
All right, Terry. You have heard the commitments Trevor has made to God and to Lakeside Fellowship. Will you encourage and support him as he seeks to exercise his ministry in this church and community?
With God's help, I will.
All right. And to the congregation here, will you, the members and extended family of Lakeside Fellowship, promise to encourage and support Pastor Trevor as he seeks to shepherd this congregation to the glory of God? Great job. All right, Pastor Dave, you want to come on up here?
We wanted to have a physical visual here today, so we'll have literally a baton that has Lakeside Fellowship engraved in it, and the time has come for the passing of the baton, and so it literally symbolizes the passing of the leadership and responsibility of the people of Lakeside to Pastor Trevor. Pastor Trevor, as I've said, I want you to know that as I let go of this in just a second, I'm not letting go yet. He wasn't trying to grab it. That was me, dude. I just wanted to see if he really wanted to hold on. The way I envision this is that my leg, I've finished my lap. But the way I want you to envision this is that I've passed the baton, but on the infield of the track, I'm running on the inside cheering you to finish your lap. I love you and I thank you. Let me pray. Father, thanks. You're a good God. Thanks for everybody that's here today. Pray that you bless Trevor, Terry, the way that you blessed Deb and I. We thank you for your goodness. In Christ's precious name, amen.
All right, and can we get the elders to come up here, please?
So, Pastor Trevor, we have one more gift for you today. It's a beautiful leather-bound copy of a preaching Bible. We trust that this will be your daily guide in your ministry, as well as a reminder of God's hand on you today as you assume the senior pastor leadership here at Lakeside Fellowship Church. I pray, as Paul did for all believers in Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We look forward to working together with you and Terry in God's kingdom ministry here at Lakeside in the months and years to come. Thank you.
All right, we'll follow along with the elders laying hands on them and praying to close out the service. Heavenly Father, thank you for the connection that we have in Jesus, who gave himself
to pay for our sins. That is those who have taken your free gift of salvation. You had this transition determined before the world was created. Thank you how you've led through the process. At times it's felt slow, but looking back, it's easy to see that this was a perfect plan, a transition of the lead pastor of Lakeside Fellowship. Gracious Father, thank you for Dave and with Deb's help, leaving a successful career to follow leading into a ministry 34 years ago that eventually led them down a path to launch Lakeside Fellowship. For 21 years, you've used Dave to lead this body of believers. You've used Dave and Deb to radically change lives through the life-changing relationship with Jesus and continue to bless him as he ministers in Waukee and Atlas. Father, you've chosen a similar path for Trevor, calling him out of a successful career into a ministry and giving him a love for people's souls. I pray for a blessing upon Trevor as he guides the ministry here at Lakeside into the future. Bless him with wisdom and raise a hedge of protection around him, Terry, and the Lakeside Fellowship Church. Help the elders, the deacons, ministry leads, and the congregation to support him as he works to guide the ministry here. I'd also ask that you'd help Terry as she guides people struggling with this difficulties in this world. Now, Heavenly Father, I'd ask that all we do, all we say, and the ministry of Lakeside would honor and glorify you. May you be first in all areas of this local body, and may your name be magnified in the community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.